58-year-old Teresa Anderson of Buffalo faces 24 counts and, if convicted, could face up to life in prison. Investigators say Anderson was the matriarch of a family-run drug operation that utilized more than a dozen properties, most of them on Swinburne and Deschler Streets near Broadway. Dale Kasperzik is the resident agent in charge of Buffalo's Office of the Federal Drug Enforcement Agency.
This organization was trafficking in significant amounts of cocaine and crack cocaine, kilograms to multi-kilograms of crack cocaine. That is a lot. They ran several houses. They had several people at work in those houses. They operated on a day-to-day basis. So it was significant, and we would consider it a very lucrative operation.
Law enforcers say the drug ring would shift from house to house in an attempt to stay one step ahead of police. Some of the properties, as explained by U.S. Attorney William Holcomb, were also acquired for strategic uses.
The indictment speaks in terms of counter-surveillance or lookouts that were used by the members of the organization, the fact that some of the properties were strategically located on not just Swinburne, but Deschler Street. The multitude of properties, 9 on these two streets alone, all contributed to the ability of this organization to work that long.
The alleged drug dealing first began in 2000. Investigators say separate agencies gathered their own pieces of intelligence and finally, when they put it together, had enough to move in and break up the operation. Law enforcers add that while the alleged drug dealers did intimidate neighbors and even drug rivals, the public also played a part in busting this operation by providing leads and tips that eventually led to this week's arrests. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.